This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35 and you are listening to the Evening Edition with Ayman and Lynn, and in the studio with us right now is Sean Tanis for the Market Wrap. So more than a dozen Chinese provinces have announced an extension to the current Chinese New Year holidays, and this is of course because due to the coronavirus outbreak. Mm. And this is quite a concern for China's economy, Sean.
Yeah, so basically 14 provinces and cities have advised businesses to take a break until at least the second week of February, and based on Bloomberg calculations, this basically accounts for at least 69% of China's GDP in 2019. Whoa. So the impact to the economy, right, it's pretty huge because this will affect at least 2/3 of China's economy, and the extension basically comes on top of other measures which are already in place and affecting businesses like the quarantine of cities, which is currently disrupting supply chain and logistics.
Those are some frightening numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's necessary. I understand this is a public health emergency, but woof. The report also says that industrial factories usually stock up on raw materials ahead of the festive season. This is in anticipation of a jump in activity after the holiday. Now, this expected pickup in sales is also going to be delayed, and economists believe that that might in turn cause other disruptions.
Correct. So the 14 provinces, right, which are subjected to the shutdown extension represent 78% of China's exports last month. So these provinces, they account for 90% of copper smelting, at least 60% of steel manufacturing, 65% of crude oil refining, and also 40% of coal output. So those are like really big numbers. But for raw material, there's still no indication on how this may affect consumption, because industrial facilities, they usually continue to run with a skeleton crew even during holidays. And at this point, we still don't know if that same SOP will apply or if some of these industries will start low-key operations with the skeleton crew after the 2nd of February, which was the original stoppage.
So I'm back home on Bursa Malaysia. There's some news on DataSonic's counter today. So what's happening there?
Yeah, so DataSonic Group subsidiary DataSonic Technologies has accepted a revised letter from the government or the Home Ministry to supply 11 million passport chips and maintenance services. So previously it was supposed to be 12.5 million, but they reduced it. However, the sum of the contract remains the same at 319 million ringgit. And they added some new scope of work for the maintenance services for AutoGate and other infra under the deal. And today the counter closed 7% lower at 1 ringgit and 46 cent.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.